And it's a beautiful day in New York State. And I'm really appreciating it. And we did a little bit of a walkabout yesterday afternoon, I guess. And the gardens around here, the vegetable gardens, are just bursting with produce. So it's that time of year of abundance. And the temperature is kind of refreshing. And we really want to enjoy it because we know that those are the last weeks maybe where things change. So we value life in that sense more because of the elements of a change or the sense of immediacy of change. So maybe just also, as you let your body take in this kind of information that it does instinctively, it's doing this all the time. All we're doing is doing what this our natural body does anyway, but we're allowing it to come to its own consciousness of itself. That's the difference. It's instinctive, very accurate, wonderful, absolutely essential to our well-being. But what we're doing now is becoming the observer of this natural activity within ourselves and letting it become more aware of itself. That's the amazing capacity our bodies have. But at the same time, it needs us, we humans, our adult self, to be present in this way. So when we talk about grounding and we talk about being present, those are terms that have real function. Like the instinctive body needs me so that it can hear itself and feel itself. And then in its consciousness, it becomes available to its own possibilities of how to be and what to do. So you're feeling first of all, the environment outside of yourself. The body's aware of that. We're aware of that. The body instinctively knows that there are people here in this room. That's unusual. This circle, because it's unusual, because it's a circle of people you know. And the body remembers that. And registers, perhaps, that this is a good circle to be in. Good community. So its feedback mechanism, its memories, affirm the rightness of being here, perhaps. It feels the support of the environment, the support of actually the chair if you're sitting there. Or if you're standing like I am, my feet. So it realizes it's being supported by simply by the fact of gravity and the design of chair. So its weight will has somewhere to go, somewhere to feel supported. You know, I'm deliberately slowing it down because I need to take these things in one step at a time, letting the body come to know itself. And it's a slower process than the way we think. It needs to feel itself, appreciate itself. And then it begins to gradually, maybe the words aren't right, but to come alive from inside. It gradually begins to flow or energetically begins to be stimulated, posture tends to realign itself a little bit. As it does those adjustments, because it's now awoke or awakened here in gravitational space. So welcome that. That's where our job comes in, is with the body becoming aware of itself, of what's going on inside itself, and begins to inform itself and you what's going on here. And it needs your consent to move further than that. It needs your constant engagement with it in that kind of relationship back and forth kind of way between the body's aliveness and where it wants to do and how it wants to be, and our willingness to give it the space it needs to do that. And then more happens and more happens. That's the relationship. That's what we mean by coming into grounded presence. The body coming alive to itself because it feels where it is, how it's being supported, and it's safe enough to come alive to itself from inside without having to defend itself or do things that preoccupies itself in a different kind of way. It's open. And the fact that you're present to its information that it's giving you and itself, and you're willing to allow that to happen, it opens up even more. So it becomes the inspiration of your consciousness. It shows you literally what's going on in you. And there's nothing you have to do. You know that. You just let it happen. And it will do it in ways perhaps that we don't know. That's about being in process, about being present to ourselves and our body in a process of more aliveness, more being, more becoming. I'll take just a minute to enjoy that, because I want to take it one step further here. Just a little bit. So as we observe the body feeling safe enough to be alive in its own experience of itself, there's more happening. But there's one element in this environment that's different than when we're on our own. It's different than if we just go for a walk in the forest and we feel the support of the forest and the trees. There are people here. People actually you know. Many of you who have worked with each other. And that also makes a difference to the body's experience of itself. And it is possible, if it feels okay, to invite that bodily experience of other people to be present next to your body as part of the bodily experience of its environment. Not taking on anybody or anything particularly, but just the fact that there are living consciousness present to us in a kind of spacious kind of way. That just adds to the experience of ourselves. So just play with that a little bit, inviting the presence of the what I call community as part of its bodily experience of me from inside, that possibly can enhance my experience of me because you're there. Or whatever comes in the way, it may not be all that way, maybe something else where we have a reaction, but just playing with that possibility that quality of we can begin to emerge in some form or another as we include the presence of another human being that's safe enough to do that. Or even raise the question, does the presence of another in sense of community this way add something to my experience of myself? Or not? Good question, because I know in my own everyday life, it isn't. Not that there's anything wrong with the community or the street or the city I'm in. It's my attitude or my fear or my conditioning that makes it very defensive to be anywhere. But right here, I can do that, and to get a taste of what that might feel like. Because I'm not in the city, I'm not in my usual places, I'm here. And that's why we come together, to create these situations where we can explore other possibilities within ourselves to be more present to us, and perhaps to others in a healthier, positive way. So, this feels like to me like a bit of a check-in as we are here together like this, a bit of a check-in of you've come back again. You're checking in with each other, with yourselves, of how you are right now. Noticing how it is to be in this circle again. And also notice instinctively, perhaps, or unconsciously, just consciously, it doesn't matter how to phrase that, what you might be longing for or wanting to see happen in these 4 days together. Just let that bubble to the surface. You don't have to work at it. Just, is there something there that wants to happen, and I already know, or that's been bothering me about that, you know, things like that, questions, I guess. Just make some room for that. And of course, say hello to yourself. And let yourself feel that you're happy to be here, or whatever the feeling is, that you're here now.